not those of Northumberland 89.7. Agree, disagree, or have a comment? Call the station and speak with Dave live on the air. Call 905-372-2321. That's 905-372-2321. Now your host, Dave Glover.
Wow, the crowd's a little slow this afternoon. My goodness. Welcome to the Drive Time, everybody. Well, it is Wednesday, December 23rd, and happy Festivus, everybody.
Happy Festivus.
Now, we do have our aluminum pole here, and we are going to be, what is it now? What is the
airing of the grievances, yes.
So at some point today, we may air some grievances.
As far as fits of strength go, arm wrestling, probably. But, yeah, I can't – maybe we won't be doing that. Joining me in the studio are my good friends, Matt Blundell. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Very, very good to have you here. The lovely Ellen Torrey is here, everybody. And, of course, the incomparable Neil Torrey as well.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Master storyteller, comedian, long time – born and raised here in Coburg.
That's right.
And
down by the shore.
Right. So that's one of the reasons we brought Neil in today, because he's going to be able to tell us some great Christmas stories about growing up here in Coburg with his large family.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of you.
Yeah, there's six brothers and two sisters.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your parents. Most of them are going to be here on the Boxing Day for a big feast.
No, isn't he the seventh?
I'd be the seventh brother.
Well, yeah, okay.
Seven brothers. And you got? Are you all married? Did you get seven brides?
Yes, we did.
There you go. Excellent. Seven brides for those seven brothers. I'm sure your parents were pretty happy.
Oh, yeah. They were delighted. Yeah.
You know, so there you go. So Neil is here. And, of course, the lovely Ellen Torrey is here as well. And she's going to be singing a song or two for us, perhaps. We're all going to be doing some singing because, of course, this is our Christmas show. We're going to be doing 3 hours of Christmas. We're going to be finding some great stories online to tell you all about Christmas. And my good friend Matt Blundell is here. He's got some Christmas stories for us as well. And we're going to be bringing those to you today for all 3 hours. That's what we're doing, for 3 hours telling Christmas stories.
3 hours, Dave?
3 hours. Yeah. Well, you might not be here the whole 3 hours. I don't know. We might have to get you some more coffee. We'll get you some coffee. So lots of stories. Of course, we're not going to read you the Christmas Carol because apparently over the weekend we have, I think it's Lauren Stevenson is doing the Christmas Carol for his show. So we're not going to be, unfortunately, we won't be doing that. And by the way, for those of you that are wondering, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
No.
Did we confirm that? Have we not all seen the trial? I mean, come on. It's that time. There's actually two versions of the Santa trial right now that you can watch on the Miracle of 34th Street.
Yeah, they just completed a run at the Capitol, too.
Exactly.
The radio show. Yeah.
Yes, and
very
of course,
successful.
I'm not sure if we played that yet here at Northumberland 89.7, but that's coming up as well in our Christmas schedule, the rebroadcast of the radio production of the Northumberland Players.
Miracle very on nice. 34th Street. You guys did It's a Wonderful Life as well, right?
Last year was It's a Wonderful Life, and we do have that audio, and I'm not sure if we're playing that this year as well. But so lots of Christmas-themed programming coming your way, folks. We're going to be playing you some what I refer to as the goofy Christmas songs, because, you know, Grandma got run over by a reindeer and stuff like
classic.
That.
Classic.
Is it Grandma or Grandpa?
It's Grandma. Definitely Grandma, yeah.
It's Grandma. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to see if we can't find that one for you folks. But obviously, it's just festive times around. So coming up, though, first and foremost, we have got Chris Ray with Driving for Christmas. So we're going to play that track for you folks, and we're going to get ourselves situated here in the studio. And we will be right back after Chris Ray. So stick around for that. And Merry Christmas to y'all.
Thank you.
those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. Just the same.
Welcome back. Driving Home for Christmas with Chris Rea. After hearing that song, I don't know that I want to be driving anywhere with that guy. Man, that was it's one of those songs you got to play because it's got a Christmas in the title.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
But could you fall asleep driving that car? Driving driving that song? Imagine that. Late at night, you got the tree on the roof, your Chris Rea comes on the air. Oh, man. Get a coffee. I was watching a Christmas movie the other day. It was very, very similar. You just feel compelled to watch it because it's got Christmas.
It's a Christmas movie. Oh, my God, a Christmas movie's on. Gotta watch it. And then you get halfway through the Christmas movie and you realize, why am I watching this movie?
Yeah, yeah.
And Scrooge is like that.
It doesn't create a Christmas memory if it's a bad movie.
Scrooge.
Who's Scrooge? Oh, George C. Scott is Scrooge.
General Patton is Scrooge.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there have been some good Scrooges. There have been some good Scrooge stories or Christmas
Henry
Carol
Winkler.
Stories.
You know, I like the 19th. I actually like that. A lot of people pan Henry Winkler as Scrooge.
Hey.
I thought he was actually really good in that.
Hey, Arnold just died recently.
Is that right?
Yeah, about 2 months ago. Just thought I'd let you know.
That's Pat Morita.
That's right.
He was the, I almost said Joe.
Big nose.
Good old Joe Morita. No, wasn't he like the Karate Kid's coach?
No, that's the one who replaced him after Al retired.
Oh, yeah. Al Delvecchio.
Yeah, yeah.
Al. Kids, come on. Anyway, no, those Christmas stories, I'll tell you. The other day I was watching one, like I said, you know, the rich family with the perfect kids driving through the small town and their big vehicle and it breaks down in the small town. that's going destitute. They just need a small bridge loan to get that ski lift to the mountain, you know, because their coal mine's closed. Anyway, it was a long meandering story that really didn't go anywhere because it's a Christmas story.
Not familiar with that.
And I can't even remember what it was called. This is the thing with those Christmas movies. Yeah, the town was called Nowhere. It was literally, they were in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. No, seriously. So it is a memory now. It's 2 hours I'm not getting back, but it's still a memory. So, you know, that's you got that.
We watched a good one the other night. I don't remember what it's called. It's the one with the Christmas angel, Gideon, and the kids and the mother and everybody. The father dies and the kids get taken away by the guy who steals the car. You don't know what that one is?
I don't even know. If anyone knows what that one is. By the way, our lines are open at 905-372-2321 or 905-372-2391. You want to give us a call with a funny Christmas story? Maybe you got a Christmas request, a Christmas song you'd like to hear. And we'll see if we don't have it in the system. If not, Matt and I will just sing it for you. That's what we're going to do here. Speaking of which, Ellen is going to grace us with a track or two as well. She's going to be doing...
I'm going to sing River.
River, that's the one I was trying to think of. River, which she does a fantastic version of that one, folks, just so you know. And as an FYI, we are recording, so hopefully we'll be able to get those tracks down as well. Maybe load those into the system. We only have one of your songs right now in our system.
No, I'm going to try and record some more.
Just one. Great song, though. It's a great song.
Well, thank you.
And we might play it, though. I mean, I don't know if it's a Christmas song, but it's Christmas is one of those seasons, you know, it's about emotion, and there's a lot of emotion in that song, and, so who knows? I may end up talking myself into playing it.
I could softly ring some jingle bells in the background while we play it.
So that's it. Actually, we were trying to think, early when we were coming into the show with the SWAT theme, we were thinking jingle bells.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. You didn't put the mics up for that?
I didn't have the mics up for that when we were doing the jingle bells. That would have been fun. No, we might do it in the next hour when you and I will sing that. Jingle bells. Who's got a story? You got a story, Neil? You said you had a funny story.
I think I got one. Yeah, as you were mentioning earlier, I come from a large family, so when we were growing up, there was quite a few people under one small roof in the early days. There was 9 kids and 2 parents, and so Christmas morning was pretty chaotic. But a couple of us always wanted a pet, like a dog or a cat, and my parents weren't pet people. The best we could ever do was like something like Brian Shrimp or, you know, those sea monkeys. That was it.
Everyone
you could look
sea
at
monkeys.
Them through the magnifying glass.
That was the most anticlimactic thing I ever ordered, ever. Mom, the sea monkeys are in! What is that?
There was movement there after about 3 weeks.
There was.
Yeah, until someone knocked him to the floor. Right.
Until about 3 weeks, that's right.
Yeah, so it was just sea monkeys. But they finally relented one Christmas and allowed us to, they got us a gerbil in the cage and the wood chips and the whole bit, and enough to keep it going at least through the holiday, food-wise. And so we came out into the room where we unwrap everything, and there it was in the center. So it really wasn't for anyone in particular. It was to be shared. So
it was the last gift opened?
No, actually, everybody went right to it, opened it up. Poor thing, and grabbed this thing up out of the darkness and started petting it and everything, and it was pretty skittish, you know. It was scared. It bit my brother on the thumb and took off across the floor, and it went into the radiator system, the duct.
Christmas morning, this happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's scratching around in there, and there's pandemonium up above, but down below it can't get out of there. And we tried everything. We went to the basement and tried to figure it out there too. But we had other things to unwrap.
So eventually moved on.
Moved on.
It's kids.
It'll come out eventually.
Did you get it? Yeah. Did you get it? No, we haven't got it.
No.
Couple of us waited around.
It'll come up by itself.
It'll just
come up by itself. Eventually, won't be scared. It'll come out.
It'll eventually get hungry and come out.
There was no grate on it because there was a furniture leg of a chair over it, and over time it had gone through. So we took the thing right off. We were going to replace it
right
at some point. There was like a collection of Hot Wheel cars and different things jammed down it. I don't think much heat came out of it, so I thought he might be all right. He might be in a little nest down there or something and live a good long life
in the radiator.
In the duckwork, yeah.
Yeah, in the duckwork, yeah. You know, like
well, they're scavengers. They're rodents.
We left them a bit of food out at night.
Got a feral gerbil. Went all Rambo on you.
Yeah, we didn't have any problems with spiders at that end of the house for a long time. No, but anyway, came Boxing Day, the Christmas dinner. There was about 30 of us with relatives around the table, and this had been a while since the gerbil had gone missing. And it started to get a certain smell radiating from the bowels of the house. And, yeah, so it was...
So it didn't end well for the gerbil.
No, it didn't.
So did you eventually find the gerbil?
No. No, its skeleton remains are probably still down there on Perry Street.
So there you go.
So you just waited out the smell?
Yeah, it took about 3 days for it to go through. And it was nobody wanted to admit.
Nobody's like, I'm not going. What is that smell? I don't know. Could it be the... No, don't say the G word. Don't say the G word. And this is a house on Perry Street?
No, I mean on Green Street.
On Green Street,
yeah. Foot of Green
is the house still there?
On Green, yeah, still there. Yeah.
So if you are the resident of that house and you are being haunted by a spectral gerbil.
Christmas gerbil.
The Christmas gerbil.
The wheels suddenly turn with
did
no
you,
one.
Did you guys get to name it before it scurried away?
Oh, there was a whole, that was the whole names being bantied around and because everybody, it was no one's pet in particular.
Right.
So everybody had a vote and never really got settled before it wasn't an issue anymore.
What did you want to name the gerbil? What did you want to name the gerbil?
Well, oddly enough, Sparky. It was kind of ironic now.
Stinky would have been good, obviously.
Stinky, yeah.
Stinky the gerbil. So let me get this straight. So the gerbil was wrapped up in the middle of the floor. It was wrapped, though. Your parents had wrapped the cage.
No, it was in a cage. It had wrapping paper over it.
Okay, so the cage itself wasn't wrapped. Good. Well, that's good. So, again, you know, this is why, and you didn't get another pet after that.
No, just sea monkeys from there on in.
Just sea monkeys from there on in. Well, when you have 9 children, I mean, I'm sure your parents figured they had enough pets.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That was good. A lot of fun with a big family like that.
It would have been, man. Yeah. Well, I come from a relatively large family. I mean, there was my brothers and my sisters, so there was the 5 of us plus my parents, so 7 of us at a fan. Christmas was a lot of fun. Open those gifts. And I got to say, you know, I don't think we ever went wanting for anything at Christmas time. That was the great thing about growing up when we were growing up. It just, you know, it was a great time. And I'm sure the same could be said for kids now. I think it's maybe it's a little different. Now, you know, at Christmas time, I always think of this joke I read in Reader's Digest a few years ago about the grandmother who's trying to extricate herself from the Walmart with her grandson. And he's pulling back on her hard, yelling, "No, Grandma, stop. There might be something here I need to want." And so... Yeah. And that's what I think about that at Christmas time. A lot of people think about their grandmothers at Christmas time. So do the Rovers.
Send them back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
pudding made of fig, and a blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
From the torrential rain of Canada, this is Pete Hamilton, the person responsible for the mystic, available every Saturday night between 9 and 10 on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. I would just like to wish you all a really peaceful and fun Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lou Rinaldi. In the spirit of the season, I urge you to remember those who are less fortunate. Please donate to a good cause and help those in need. Wishing you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy holiday season.
Deep within the Northumberland Forest, there is a secret. Created by the spring-fed artesian wells of Mill Valley and bottled by Oak Ridge Springs, Mill Valley is a sodium-free, premium spring water rich in naturally occurring electrolytes and minerals. Visit oakridgesprings.com to discover which of their local retailers carry this natural, pure spring water, or reach them at 905-349-3495.
I'm here with Ed White, on the job. We're inside my refrigerator, and guess what?
It was a minor repair, well worth fixing, for far less than a new one.
Thanks, Ed. That's Ed White, Appliances, 51 Mill Street South, Port Hope, 885-7109.
Boost Meridian promo, take one.
Stop, stop, I've got nothing.
Reverse psychology, man.
You mean tell people not to listen to Post Meridian?
Affirmative, dude.
Don't listen to a fun mix of music and chat? Don't listen to the Celebrity Scoop Entertainment Report?
There you go.
You're right, don't listen.
Totally.
Don't listen to him, listen to me. I'm Pete Smith, host of Post Meridian, Monday to Thursday, 1 to 4 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
It's speaking to me, man.
The holiday season is here once again. Callahan Drywall reminds us that the festive cup of cheer carries an important responsibility. When celebrating the season, please have a designated driver. Remember, the holiday season is a time for care. A message from Callahan Drywall Coburg. For all your drywall and insulating needs, call the professionals who get the job done right, on time, and on budget at 905-396-2727. Callahan Drywall, wishing everyone a safe and happy holiday season.
Thank you very much, and welcome back to the Drive Time, everybody. Joining me in the studio, as I said, my great cadre of guests, Matt Blundell, my karaoke cohort, Neil Torrey, the incomparable, wonderfully talented Neil Torrey, who you've seen in a number of productions here locally, folks. I mean, think about that for a second. Actually, you and I did It's a Wonderful Life together. You were Mr. Potter.
And Full Monty.
And the Full Monty. That's where we did do the Full Monty together. That's absolutely true, folks.
Yeah, we're in our hole together.
What else did we do?
Urinetown.
We did Urinetown. That's right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've done
I
a number
of spotlight girl for Urinetown.
Yes, you
You're
were.
You're welcome for that spotlight.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, and we appreciate the fact that it was that. Now that was hard for you, wasn't it? I mean, because you.
I mean, no.
You saw.
It was
you know.
A sweet gig. I got to stay in the ceiling,
yes.
Like with like all the candy I could ever want, and like I was like 12. My mom couldn't tell me to stop eating candy because she didn't want to come in. The ceiling.
And she didn't want to come into the ceiling.
Of course
no.
not. No. Who wants to come into a ceiling besides a 12-year-old?
So, I'm trapped in a ceiling with a 12-year-old.
That was Urinetown, right?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Good times.
Urinetown.
Would do again.
Big time, actually. Urinetown.
What theater was that in?
That was at Capitol. The Capitol Theater. That was with the Northumberland Players at the Capitol Theater. The wonderful Capitol Theater in
you
the beautiful.
Were Mr. Gladwell.
And I was Mr. Gladwell. Yes.
Mr. Gladwell.
The evil Mr. Gladwell.
who gets tossed to Urinetown at the
Ellen
end.
Ellen has a little bit of the...
She does. She's got some of the tunage right in her head.
Caldwell Cladwell?
Yeah.
Caldwell Cladwell.
That's all I've got from that song, but I know Mr. Gladwell. Many of them still.
Oh,
that stays in your head.
Privilege to pee.
A privilege to pee.
It is a privilege to pee. That's right.
Yep.
And... You know, and we take it so for granted here in the West, but there are countries where you actually have to pay, like France, which was really the country that inspired the show Urinetown.
Oh, I thought you said inspired peeing.
No, peeing, I think, was, I don't know, heaven sent.
Sort of happened.
It's heaven sent.
Getting really deep.
Anyway, we're not getting, oh man, all esoteric about urine. Anyway, the lovely Ellen Torrey is here as well, in case you hadn't heard. And she's going to do a track for us right now called River, and we are looking forward to that. So enjoy, everybody.
Thank you. Getting on Christmas, cutting down trees, putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money, and then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river skate away on. I made my baby cry. Tried hard to help me, know you put me at ease. You love me so naughty, it made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby say goodbye. It's getting on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a rib I could skate away. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away
Torrey, everyone. And of course, that is a Christmas song going out to all of her friends and family. Well, and we're just adjusting the mics here, folks. You're going to hear some squeaking. You're going to hear a lot of bumpy, bump, bumpy. Although you can't hear me at all.
Because I've got my mic turned off. There we go. So here we go. Everyone's waving at me. What are you doing? You're talking to yourself. No one can hear you. But it sounded like I was speaking from down the hall. And I just thankfully rushed in here after getting out of the water closet.
And you're not out of breath.
I'm not.
So we'll say it again so we can make sure everyone hears. Fantastic, fantastic job by Alan Torrey.
It was actually just beautiful. And we are taking requests, by the way, for Christmas songs if you want to hear. What was the one you said we should pull up here?
For you and I to sing?
What was it?
Let It Snow.
Let It Snow. So
yeah.
We're gonna pull
See, the
up.
Wonderful time, the wonderful thing about the weather being the way it is right now, which I got to be honest, for the first time in my life, I'm actually okay with the weather being the way it is right now. But the nice thing about it is we get to sing all of these great songs like, you know, Let It Snow and I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, which I believe you'll be singing just a little bit later on.
I will. Yeah, I'm going to do that one.
So it's kind of nice that way. It gives these songs a little more meaning, even though I really don't mean it this year.
Well, really, this is going to go out to the folks in Vancouver, because I understand they are going to get a white Christmas.
Well, they got it.
And they are going to... Did they get hammered in Vancouver?
Yeah, in Edmonton this morning, it was going down to minus 20.
Well, it was what? Minus 15 when we were on our way here, over there, right?
Yeah.
Not here.
But, no, I'm talking about Vancouver City, though. Apparently, they're going to get quite a deluge of snow. They don't even have snow equipment over there. No salt trucks. They got no plows out there. They got nothing. Nada. So it's going to be an interesting time for them. So in honor of that, we are going to sing Let It Snow, and we're all going to try and sing along here because that's what we're going to do.
You know what that is, Dave? What's going on in Vancouver? That is a Festivus miracle.
A Festivus miracle, that's right. Here we go, folks.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still bye-bye-ing. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
We should be a choir.
We could be the Gloverettes.
That's right. All right, everybody at home, sing along with us.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my ear was still crying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow.
There you go. Let it snow. Let it snow. Thank you very much. And, of course, the audience loves it when we do stuff like that here. We got the best crowd in radio.
You know, Dave, it's almost like you have a little button you can press.
Well, it's like any studio. You got to hit the applause button. So they won't applause because, you know, it's live radio. Yeah. And until they see that little light going off to say applause, they're not applause. So we got a very attentive, a very good audience. Give them another one to yourselves, folks. Just a great crowd out there. So, again, and you are listening to The Drive Time right here on Northumberland 89.7. My guests in the studio are the incomparable Ellen Torrey and her very talented father, Neil, and Matt Blundell, who is my partner in crime when it comes to some karaoke. One evening, I arrived home from work to find the lights up. My wife had prepared a lovely candlelit dinner, and our two young sons, Garrett and Selden, were dressed in their suits. Hey, I joked, didn't we pay our hydro bill? Well, a few months later, during the Christmas Eve candlelit procession, the church was packed and silent when Garrett asked me, hey, Dad, do you think they didn't pay the hydro bill? Oh, yeah, those are the funny Christmas stories, folks, and we're going to keep them coming your way. Hopefully they'll be a lot funnier than that one. My goodness, they said it was going to be hilarious, but, you know, it is Reader's Digest. So,
All right, well, let's talk about something. Okay, let's talk about something real here, because I got did you go out shopping recently?
I have. You know what, folks? I don't know if you saw the last Hinterland Who's Who update, but the last-minute shopper can be seen at Shoppers Drug Mart.
David Glover.
On December 24th. So that will be me.
Well, according to, I believe it was CBC I was watching earlier, and they said that today is by far the busiest shopping day of the year.
It is, yes. They say they most retailers will get, this is what they said, 50% of their annual earnings will be made today.
Wow. And I mean, it's crazy everywhere. Everybody's shopping. Like, today is the busiest day because a lot of people are also buying groceries
yes.
for Christmas dinners, right? So I was in the grocery store the other day, and this woman's just going through the turkeys, just like pounding them back and forth, left and right. And I'm like, seriously, what's going on? She's like, every turkey, she's just turning aside. And this kid's walking by just said, and she pops up and she says, excuse me, don't these turkeys get any bigger? And he looks at her stone cold face and he says, no, ma'am, they don't get any bigger. They're dead.
There you go. And that's what happens when you ask the clerk at the grocery store. We will be right back with more Christmas cheer and more comedy. Hopefully it's comedic anyway. And more music right here on Northumberland 89.7. You're listening to The Drive Time. I'm Dave Glover. Hey, this is Canada's only holistic political chat. We told you.
Hey, Brenda, Much Ado Season 2 on Northumberland 89.7.
Truly local radio.
Yes, is the most popular every other week show on the station.
With a new format at 10 a.m. on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month.
Most popular every other week show on Northumberland 89.7.
It's the only every other week show on Northumberland 89.7.
Most popular every other week show.
Much Ado.
Season 2.
Now with two guests per show.
Same great local arts discussion and interviews.
On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month.
At 10 a.m. on Northumberland 89.7.
Truly local radio.
The most popular fortnightly show on the...
Entering Stonewood Gallery is like visiting old and dear friends, but friends with impeccable taste. Dan and Kim Daigle feature the work of local and Canadian artisans, from custom furniture to antiques, wood turnings, jewelry, fine art, photography and giftware. It's all at Stonewood Gallery, just north of the 401 at 3311 Burnham Street North. Wednesday through Saturday, 10:30 to 5. Come in and be delighted.
At Northumberland Veterinary Services, we know how important your pets are to you and your family. We'd like you to remember, with the holiday season, protect your pets from cold and salt. And remember that poinsettias are poisonous. Northumberland Veterinary Services also have cats for adoption. Michelle and Lex and all the staff of Northumberland Veterinary Services would like to wish you and your pets the very best of the season.
Northumberland Security has provided security solutions for over 38 years. From transponder car keys, alarm systems, surveillance systems, and handicapped door operators, they cover Pickering to Peterborough to Picton and everywhere in between. Northumberland Security prides itself on providing a comprehensive selection of personal and property protection at affordable prices with fast, courteous, and reliable 24-hour service. Located at 22 King Street West, Coburg. Call 905-372-8951 or visit Northumberland Security. Security.com, the professional security team.
For over 25 years, Pritchard's Climate Care has been your personal climate expert in the Northumberland area. Pritchard's offers complete heating and air conditioning service and repair for your home or business. We make sure the air you breathe is healthy and comfortable. Pritchard's Climate Care has been one of Southern Ontario's most trusted installers of heating and air conditioning products. Sign up for our We Care maintenance plans and get your furnace service for half off our regular special price. Pritchard's Climate Care. We're not just your climate experts, we're your neighbors. Call us at 905-885-8216 today.
And welcome back to The Drive Time, everybody. I'm your host, Dave Glover. Joining me in the studio are Neil and Ellen Torrey. Very talented family, folks. I'll tell you right now, just he is a funny, funny man. I don't know if you've ever seen him live as opposed to dead, I guess. That's the other option. Right?
It's not pretty.
But Ellen, yeah. You're going to do another song for us in a bit, aren't you?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's all right.
So
with you.
Stick around for that. We're going to get that in just a little bit.
You've got, what was it you were going to do?
Trivia? Christmas trivia? We're going to do some Christmas
trivia. Or who said it?
Who said it? But it's Christmas related, definitely.
Okay, Christmas related. Who said it?
And there are varying degrees of difficulty. So who said Bah Humbug?
That was Scrooge, wasn't it?
Yes, I think everyone knows that one. Everybody's a Scrooge. Charles
Dickens. Do we all get to answer, like, the floor is open?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hold on.
Don't we need a buzzer?
Oh, they took
the
bell.
I think we need a buzzer.
Okay, the first one.
Okay.
First one to bell it in. All right.
There we go.
Sorry, I don't want to get disqualified. I've gone early.
All right.
You're out of this round.
So interesting thing about the original book, before we get on to this quiz, the original Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but he couldn't get that story published.
Could not get it published.
So he actually ended up publishing it himself,
yep,
right?
Self-published.
His own money, paid the money,
yep.
And it is now... one of the best selling books of all time.
The first time the phrase Merry Christmas was introduced into the English vernacular was in that story.
Really?
It was not a phrase. You know, everyone, because I know.
Because it was Happy Christmas.
It was Happy Christmas, yeah.
Or the Happy Festivus.
Best of the season.
Happy Festivus.
They would say the best of the season. And, yeah, because, you know, I thought of that the other day because there was this newspaper story, again, in the media. They're talking about, you know, political correctness gone mad, and you can't say Merry Christmas anymore, and you should be able to say Merry Christmas, and people have always said it. Well, people have always said it, well, for about 150 years or so. So I guess if you say it for more than 150 years, it just becomes
okay. But
well, Dickens had taken out the chapter about the Festivus pole.
He did not. You know what? Yeah. That's the part. That was the other part. That was the. You know, you hear about the three ghosts.
You mentioned if Scrooge celebrated Festivus.
Scrooge celebrated Festivus. Yeah, he was taking the. That's right. He had the aluminum pole. Well, and at the end, you know, when he comes back, because at the end of his dream,
well, he did air all his grievances all the time. Every day was Festivus for Scrooge.
Festivus for the rest of us. No, but you know that part where, you know, he either comes back wrapped in his blankets at one point, though. Which was edited out of the original film version. He come back wrapped around one of the bed poles, and that was the Festivus segment that was edited out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, see, you know, you're thinking about it. You're like, bam, that's right. That's actually what happened.
All right.
I love that George Costanza's father gets credit with coming up with Festivus,
but he invented it. Yeah,
he didn't actually come up with it.
No, it was the writer's father that came up with it.
But 40 years earlier, though.
Yeah, they actually celebrated Festivus in their house.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, one of the writer's dad actually. It was a holiday. It's now a state holiday in Florida. Yes, Jeb Bush made it. Yes. Jeb Bush, there's a guy you want for leadership.
Oh,
boy. No.
There's not a fake holiday.
We're not going to talk about politics today.
We're not. We're going to say.
We did a Festivus poll in our classroom in high school, but the health inspector made us take it down, so it was a little sad. Yeah. I mean, it was a sad Festivus for us all.
It was a tripping hazard.
Yeah. I mean, it was a giant metal pole hanging off of a cupboard, so. Like,
well, it's not like you were doing, you know, the kids were pole dancing or anything. I mean, I can understand the health hazard there. That's why you ever notice they always wipe it down with a towel afterwards.
Might have been the really.
Every video I've ever seen.
Good save. All right, let's get on with the trivia. All right, everybody ready to go?
We are.
All right. Who said, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday"?
Frosty.
What? I rang the bell.
Sorry, you rang the bell.
I know my buzzer was a crying baby, but you couldn't hear it.
Mine is 5 points. I did hear it. I was like, why is there a crying baby?
That was my buzzer right there. Laughing baby.
You both used the bell.
Okay, we both used the bell.
Yeah, right, the guys. Bell's communal.
She gets it then.
Who said, "One can never have enough socks. Another Christmas has come and gone, and I didn't get a single pair. People will insist on giving me books."
Ah, I know.
Hit the bell.
Didn't John Lennon say that?
No!
Deepak Chopra.
There are people all over listening right now going, oh my god, I know this. If you know it, call in. Too late. Dumbledore in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone said that.
Oh.
See?
Yes. All right, maybe we'll be topical and have a Star Wars one in here.
I don't know.
Okay, who said, maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
Oh, she was all over that one.
That's the Grinch.
Grinch and how the Grinch stole Christmas.
You watched it last night, didn't you?
No, but I watch it every year, so I know my Grinch.
Can't talk about Star Wars till after Christmas.
Okay.
That's the rule.
No spoiler alerts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although I don't really care myself.
I don't care either, but apparently that's the Facebook rule. You cannot talk about Star Wars till after Christmas.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't. This is another reason why I don't support Facebook, those draconian rules.
I think it's a consensus among the people who want to see Star Wars, because not everybody could go the first day, but everybody's intending on going up until Christmas. They figure Christmas gives enough time for everyone who wants to see the movie to see the movie.
Did you hear about the guy the other day who got beaten within an inch of his life after he came out of a Star Wars film? He was walking down the lineup telling people how it ended. And two dudes, one dressed as a stormtrooper, the other one dressed, I think, as Luke Skywalker, literally beat the guy within an inch of his life.
But he lived?
As far as I know, he's a live.
As
far as I know, he's a live.
He's a
That is a Festivus miracle.
There's your Festivus miracle right there. We're going to take our last break of the hour, folks. We will be right back with more of the Who Said It, and you never know what we're going to
say. And who sang it.
And who sang it. We'll probably get to who sang it as well. But here's a couple of messages for you.
Join me, Erin Walsh, Tuesday morning at 8:45 as we remember our local heritage on Discovering Yesterday. We'll tell stories of local events from days gone by. From Port Hope through Campbellford, Coburg to Trent Hills, and points in between. That's Discovering Yesterday, Tuesday morning on The Morning Show with Jim Glover, right here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
It's a Canadian fact. Winter can make it tough to get out of the house, but it doesn't have to be. Empire Crossing Retirement Community has fully furnished suites for winter stays right now from just $90 a day. It's all included. Meals and snacks, independent care, 24-hour emergency response, suite laundry, and many people to swap stories with. So pack your bag and come in to feel the warmth this winter at Empire Crossing Retirement Community, 224 Ward Street, Port Hope. Connect with us at empirecrossing.ca.
I'm standing with a crowd of the faithful outside Ed White's Appliance Repair on Mill Street in Port Hope, where they're waiting for the word. You could hear a pin drop as he raises his hand. He's about to speak. Let's listen.
Yes, it is worth fixing.
You heard it here. It is worth fixing. Are you a believer? Call Ed at 885-7109 and say, "Yes, I do believe."
And welcome back to the Drive Time, everybody. A little teaser there. That was Loverboy from 1986. Heaven is in your eyes. But hey, enough of that.
That's the person that fell off the stage.
That's the one. I hear the drummer got shot on stage during that one. I don't know. Anyway, sorry. If you are a Loverboy fan, I don't want people thinking it. I heard it on the radio. That guy never lies. Anyway, before we get to the top of the hour, we want to do this. So we've got Ellen Torrey here still, folks, and she is just delightful, and she's going to be doing another track. What is this one called?
This is a song called I Wonder As I Wander.
I Wonder As I Wander. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Ellen Torrey.
Thank you. As I wander out under the sky, how Jesus, our Savior, did come for to die for poor, ornery people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky, I wonder as I wander. When Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a and shepherds and wise men and all, and from the heaven a starlight did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. If Jesus had wanted for any we think a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, for all of God's angels in heaven to sing, he surely could have had it, 'cause he
Torrey, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great job. Thank you very much. And you're going to be playing at the station, aren't you? Is that January?
Yeah, that is January 1st, to the best of my knowledge, I'm pretty sure. Yes. Let's go with that.
January 1st, as far as we know. So again, if you are looking for something to do, I guess that would be on New Year's Day.
Yeah, that'll be me and Sadie Goring, another great singer in the area, who's also at school out east right now. Well, not right now. She's home for Christmas, but we're going to be playing together.
Home for Christmas.
Now, you guys aren't going to be playing Christmas music January 1st, right?
That's probably a bad idea. I think that would not go over well. So
people would be lobbing orange peels at them.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
That's what.
How would you describe it? Temporary folk, contemporary.
Oh
folk.
Yeah, it's a lot of folk music, a lot of pop folk. That's our thing.
Mm-hmm. Stuff that goes with your voice, which is just incredible. Anyway, we're heading up to the top of the hour. So before we get to the top of the hour, we thought we'd do one more song for you, and so stick around for the news thereafter. But I've got Bing Crosby and White Christmas. Actually, I'm doing Bing Crosby's White Christmas right here on Northumberland 89.7. Let's hope it plays properly. Here we go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. The treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, merry and bright, and with all your Christmases.
Back after the news, folks.
9.7. Agree, disagree, or have a comment? Call the station and speak with Dave live on the air. Call 905-372-2321. That's 905-372-2321. Now your host, Dave Glover.
bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
All righty. See, I told you, that's what we were doing beforehand. Yeah, welcome back to our Christmas show right here on The Drive Time. Coming up in just a moment, we have got Bob and Doug McKenzie doing their 12 beers of Christmas. I thought it was called 12 beers. It's actually 12 days. It's just 12 yeah. days.
They just have
Christmas.
Beer on the first day.
Only on the first day. I thought it just... Once you crack that beer, I don't know about you, but Neil, can you back me up maybe? I mean, once you crack that first holiday beer, you're pretty much drinking beer till you fall asleep.
11 soon follow.
Exactly. My favorite is Bailey's in the coffee.
Bailey, and what is the... So every... Then you wake up hungover and you got to have yourself a Caesar because, you know, nothing says fix my hangover like a Caesar. So, or if you're an American, I guess it would be a Bloody Mary. Although I have spoken to a number of Americans who have told me straight up that a Caesar kicks a Bloody
Mary. No, I love when people call it a Bloody Caesar.
It's a Bloody Caesar. Now, again, I always thought that was a request to the bartender. Give me a Bloody Caesar! So that's what that ended up being. But I, you know, I had a lot of English people in the house that I was growing up with, so... crazy, crazy times. Anyway, welcome back to our Christmas broadcast, folks. Have you still got any more of that Who Said What stuff? Is any more of that on?
Yeah, absolutely. Just give me a second here, and thanks for the wording. I appreciate that.
Just a reminder to our listeners out there that we have in our studio today, besides our incredible audience, cue the audience, thank you, besides our incredible studio audience, my good friend and karaoke partner, Matt Blundell, is here. Matt, welcome to the show.
We've done just more than just karaoke.
We have. We've done some live theater as well. You and I did the Christmas Carol,
You
played
Carol.
The Ghost of Christmas Past.
No,
Ghost of Christmas, Present. That's right. Was it, the song was...
Seriously, we just had 10 minutes.
We don't do any warm-up at all, folks. This is like professional.
Abundance and Charity, wasn't it?
Abundance and Charity, yes. which is great. I may find that track and we'll play it a little later on. And of course, Ellen Torrey is here, the wonderfully talented Ellen Torrey, who has already deigned us with a couple of songs, and she's going to sing a duet with Matt actually in a little bit. They're going to do "Baby It's Cold Outside," the Dean Martin version, or as my niece refers to it, the rapist. He sounds like a stalker apparently in that song.
Yes, I would like to make a disclaimer that you shouldn't make people stay at your house if they don't want to stay there. But you know, the song's still cute, so I'm going to.
Apparently, we got a caller online from Calgary, Alberta.
Wow.
Somebody named Lucas, who is a friend of Matt. So I don't know if this is a shout out or not, but Lucas, are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
He's there. Look, he sounds excited about it. Luke, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
What are you on? Like the afternoon shift? You're at home?
No, just at home.
Just at home. He's kicking back. Luke, Merry Christmas, buddy. I haven't seen you in a while. How you been?
I've been pretty good. I haven't been back to Ontario in a while, but.
Well, you had that. You tried to come home once.
Yeah, I did. I did try to come home once. Yeah.
Is that when they wouldn't let you on the bus, or?
No, I left my wallet on the plane.
Aye. Yeah. All right. So, did you have a Christmas request?
Oh, no. I just wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. And I saw the post on Facebook, so just decided to call in.
No. Well, thanks for calling in, Luke. What do you got planned for Christmas?
I'm going over to a friend for dinner. So.
Oh, that should be nice.
Yeah.
That should be nice.
That's good stuff. So, of course, you're out there in Alberta. You're working away and... maybe not. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if we want to have that.
I'm going to tell you a funny story, Lucas, and I hope you don't mind me sharing. Funny, I guess Christmas story. So I guess it would have been a couple of weeks ago. His mom. For those of you that don't know me or Lucas is my stepson. He lives out in Alberta. He's doing some great things out there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He recently moved, and his mom said to him, "So, what's your new address?" And his response was, "Mom, you don't have to send me anything." And she's like, "Okay, so can I have your address?" He's like, "No, really, Mom, you don't have to send me anything for Christmas. I love you." And she's like, "Okay, so am I not allowed to know where you live?" So finally he gave her the address, and we were able to send off his Christmas gift. But so anyway, I thought I'd share that, Lucas. We enjoyed that.
You should have held out till January, Luke.
We love you. We're hoping we see you soon. And thanks for calling. Very, very Merry Christmas to you. And hope you have a great holiday. And stay safe at work.
Have you seen Star Wars yet, Luke?
No, I haven't. I really want to go see it, though.
Okay, well, you know what? The best day to see Star Wars is Christmas Day because, of course, everyone's out with their families. They're not at the movie theater.
I saw 1941 on Christmas Day with my dad one year.
Oh,
it was
wow.
great. It was awesome. There's nobody in the theater, just you. The popcorn's aplenty. The staff were disgruntled because they got to work, and they're looking at you going, oh, yeah, you're the reason I'm here. Right? That's great. You and those kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you are going to see, enjoy that. And hey, listen, man, have a happy New Year as well. And it was great hearing from you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, thanks. I hope you guys have a good Christmas. And I love you guys all over there. So
and you're listening online. Are you listening online, Luke?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I can hear you guys online, to be honest.
That's right. Northumberland 89.7. That's Northumberland897.ca. If you are listening to us out there, tell your friends, tell your family, hey. If you want to have some Christmas fun, enjoy some Christmas music and some great entertainment. Well, some Christmas fun anyway. Here for you, by the way, my friend, 12 Days of Christmas. Here are Bob and Doug McKenzie. Thanks for calling, Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
Take care.
Okay, Good Day is Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser, here's a quiz. Quiz for Doug.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Because figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th, Christmas Eve, right?
That's
so that's
two.
And then what's after that? Boxing Day.
Day.
No, get
boxing
out.
Day, yeah, yeah.
That's three. Yeah. Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.